we go, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome aboard. Here we go for the second hour of the Liberty Hour. You know, I wish we had 3 hours to do on this show, Mark. We get so many good guests. There's a lot of things going on, and it's nice to have Jim on the line there with us, and we wish him all the best. We hope he comes back. Mark, I had a couple questions I wanted to ask you, and then we can bring up callers, whatever you want to do. But as of yesterday, Bernard Madoff was allowed to leave his apartment building with a device, tracking device around his ankle or wherever they put it. And the judge revoked that. And the reason why is I understood that the judge thought he was getting ready to bail out, get out of town. And my thought was, well, I know who wants him out of town and out of town now. That'd be the government of Israel. And I'm sure the Mossad would have got him out of there just as quick as he could, or they could, and hide him. You know, he steals $50 billion, walks out the door with it, and he steals a lot of it from his Jewish friends. So I guess it doesn't make any difference who he steals it from. But, Mark, the money that he stole is somewhere, and my best bet is in Israel. Now, let's hope that the United States government does not bail out these thieves that stole this money. We have enough, you know, to pay for, rather than pay off people that invested their money with the thief. I'm sorry they lost their money, but it's not our fault. And, Mark, let's just hope this guy doesn't get a slap in the hand, or maybe he'll wake up dead. Who knows? But I don't think they want him on a court bench talking about anything. What are your thoughts?
People accuse me of being overly conspiracy theorist-minded or conspiracy theory-minded. But as I've been listening to the different stories coming out and whatnot, you know, that money didn't just vanish into thin air, just like the $400 billion that I believe it was Lehman Brothers that just vanished overnight, that led to the United States government and the United States taxpayer bailing these for the most part, Jewish banks out. The first thing I thought is that money went through cyberspace into some bank account in Israel. And isn't it coincidental? Isn't it interesting? All of the stories dealing with Bernie Madoff, what are they dealing with? They're dealing with all these poor Jewish investors that lost their money. Of course, this plays perfectly in line with the propaganda that groups such as the ADL want to see happen. Because, you know, when the banking scandal, the first banking scandal recently broke, you had all of these Jewish groups wringing their collective hands, worrying that this is going to lead to anti-Semitic conspiracy theories about Jews and banking and how they're crooks and all the rest of that. Well, here this one hits, and who are the main victims of it? Well, they're Jews. So this would destroy any suspiciousness on the part of people out there that this has something to do with Israel. And you know what my prediction is, Phil? That since a lot of these things that took a hit with this Madoff scandal were Jewish philanthropies that donate a lot of money to Israel, you know what Israel's going to do. She's going to go to the United States government and she's going to say, well, you know, you were supposed to keep an eye on this guy. You were supposed to make sure he didn't break any laws. And because of his thievery, these charities that donate a lot of money to Israel, they've taken a hit. So you need to increase that daily $15 million that you give to us. You need to increase that to make up for this, because this is your fault. Anyway, we'll pick this up after the break and continue on with the discussion, along with your phone calls, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open-pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our Homestead Collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 postpaid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED, or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
Can't decide what to give your friends and family this Christmas? Why not give them the most unique gift available by helping them protect their credit card numbers and personal information from thieves? There are now millions of credit cards, debit cards, and passports in circulation that contain an RFID chip. These new cards and passports make transactions a breeze, but introduce a new threat to your personal information. These cards can be read while still in your wallet or purse. So this Christmas, give your friends and family a pack of secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold. Our radio blocking secure sleeves block the signals needed to read the RFID chip inside their new credit cards and passports, keeping their personal data safe and secure. You can buy them on the web at www.idstronghold.com. That's www.idstronghold.com. Or call toll-free 800-610-2770. 800-610-2770. Order now and get them in time for Christmas. Go to idstronghold.com today.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Today's second hour. We had a fabulous first hour with special guest James Petras. Phil, following up with what I was saying before, Madoff getting these special guards, as you said, it is exactly what you said, to prevent him from fleeing to Israel. Now, interestingly enough, within the last week or so, another federal judge refused to grant bail to a fellow named Shalom Rabushkin. Now, he is an Orthodox Jew who was the CEO of a kosher meat packing slaughterhouse plant in Iowa, known as Agriprocessors. The judge refused to give him bail because he is a flight risk. Of course, the Jewish groups are screaming and hollering about this, saying, "Oh, how dare you do this? How dare you single out a Jew and refuse him bail and, you know, his constitutional right to bail under the assumption that he's going to flee to Israel." Well, excuse me, folks out there who may have a problem with this. This is standard operating procedure. You know, as Jim Petras mentioned in last hour's broadcast, he mentioned the name Jonathan Pollard, the most dangerous and notorious spy in American history, sold a million highly classified, and by highly, I mean the highest classification documents that the United States government has, secret compartmented intelligence, SCI, over a million documents to Israel. And then when he was getting caught, he hightailed it over to the Israeli embassy and tried to get granted asylum in Israel under the law of return. Of course, Israel would have done this, except that there was a whole gaggle of FBI cars sitting right outside the embassy. If Israel had done this, it just would have been a public relations disaster, and this is the only reason that Israel did not give Pollard asylum in Israel. But then you have people like Mark Rich. You have people like Kobe Alexander, who fled. I can't remember if it was how many indictments he was under for fraud, embezzlement, tax evasion, all these things, fled to Israel. This is standard operating procedure for these guys. When they get caught, they hightail it back to the promised land, where Israel refuses to extradite any citizens to a Gentile country to stand a trial for a prison. Now, there was a case, I guess it was about 10 years ago, about these this one Jewish boy in Maryland who took a Gentile boy and hacked him to pieces, beat him to death, hacked him into pieces, and then tried to burn his body. I believe his last name was Fishbein. And his father, when the authorities were about to close in on him, he put his son on a plane and sent him to Israel, and Israel refused to send him back to stand trial. They said, no, we will put him on trial here, and he can serve his punishment out here. But see, this is what happened, and who knows where the heck this guy is. You know, there's another case about a year ago of this drug dealer, Rosenstein, who was the ecstasy kingpin, ecstasy being the drug that is marketed and produced in Israel, and Israel serves as the headquarters for the marketing of that drug. Rosenstein went to Israel. Israel refused to send him back for a while. Finally, they allowed him to be quote-unquote convicted in absentia, and then he served out his trial, served out his sentence in Israel. Now, this is the way it goes. So the federal government putting these, I would assume that it's probably federal marshals who are watching Madoff. Originally, as you said, they put one of these bracelets on him to monitor his whereabouts. Well, you know, the Mossad would have no trouble getting that thing off of him. Dressing him up as an Orthodox Jew, putting him on an LL flight back to Israel, and then that would be the end of that. And $50 billion, the biggest heist in American history, or really in the history of mankind, justice would once again be denied. So anyway, this is just something to think about as we consider this whole thing. Phil, we have a whole gaggle of callers here. That seems to be my favorite word for the day. Did you have something you wanted to say?
I just wanted a very nice monologue there you just did. Mark, I'll just take 1 second to get this out. But this has been going on for so many years, at least as far back as I know, as when the USS Liberty got attacked and our government did nothing about it but deny that it was a murderous attack on an innocent ship, and then protected him, and we're still giving him $15 million a day. But, Mark, after all the things you just said, the spying, you know, Pollard, Madoff, this kid chopping people up, and it goes on and on and on, all the spies here in this country, they catch him, they let him go, they catch him, they let him go. But, Mark, I think it is a direct, directive from the highest order that can be from the state of Israel is to bankrupt and ruin this country.
Yes.
And they've almost completely done it. Now, how dumb are the American people? I don't think they're dumb. I just think they believe in their elected officials, which they better not believe in anymore, because they're bought and paid for Zionists. Bought and paid for, I'll say it one more time, Zionist apologists that get on their belly and slither like a little snake and will do anything for Israel to stay in power. Now, if the American people do not shout out now, Mark, if we don't shout out now, we are going to lose this country, and your children and my children, our grandchildren, are going to live as the Palestinians do. We're going to be eating grass. Yep. So, Mark, I'm very, very, very disappointed in our leadership in this country, and how these people get away with it is beyond me. So with that being said, Mark, go ahead and bring them up.
Yeah, let's bring up Rachel in California. Come on up, Rachel.
Yes, hello. I thank you for taking my call. First of all, I love your show. I'm never home to really to call in or anything. I do volunteer work, but I always catch it on the archives. Anyway, you guys do a great job on getting the message out. I'm so sorry I missed James Patras. You know, I really wanted to call in for him. I was hoping he'd be on the 2 hours. He's literally my favorite author of all time.
He is amazing. I will agree with you. One day when we take our country back and we get to some constitutional money, we're going to put his face on a new coin.
Yes, we will. I'm in the middle of reading. It's right next to my bed. It's called Zionism, Militarism, and the Decline of U.S. Power. Mm-hmm. And it's a great book. I have a couple other books from him, too, I think. So anyway, but you know what? You hit things right on the nail. I really believe people are going to start to wake up now based on the economy and they're going to start to question it. And its roots are going to be back to Zionism and who's controlling this country. And, you know, this has got to stop. I believe it will stop. You know, I'm really have high hopes, you know, and I'm really have faith in this country that we will wake up. But it has to, like, go down to the pits first, which is what it's doing, before people are like, where's this coming from, you know?
Mm-hmm. No, I agree with you, Rachel. Go ahead.
Yeah.
No, go ahead, honey.
I'm sorry. But they have totally, we've been hijacked by Zionism. And what you said about, you know, the Jews killing Gentiles and stuff like that, I mean, they don't think anything of it. To get what they want, they'll just, like I try to get out on other talk shows too, you know. AIPAC's goal is to bomb people that don't serve their interests.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kill them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do whatever it takes. And so it's really disgusting to me.
Well, it is. And you know, Rachel, the thing is this. First of all, going back to this Madoff thing. If his name instead of Madoff, if his last name had been Muhammad, do you think that the media in this country would neglect to mention his Islamic roots? Would they neglect to try to steer the American people into saying that this heist was an act of war, a deliberate act of war that was based upon certain tribal, backwards, Neanderthal-type religious ideas that guide these people to do these things? Of course not. If his last name had been Muhammad instead of Madoff, we would hear all about it.
Well, not when the media is controlled by the Jews. Of course not. There's so much covered up history, and I try to enlighten people every day about it somehow. And, you know, it's a shame. You know, I'm a staunch supporter of Palestine. I give financially when I can or what I can and to different groups. And I'd love to get a couple people on your show that, Palestinian Americans that have been to Palestine and, they're involved. They founded the, group Americans for Just Peace in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
And they're based in Santa Barbara, you know, and.
Sure, Ray J, listen, if you want to set something like that up, that would be perfectly fine with Phil and me.
Well, I'm gonna, write to them. You know, I haven't written to them in about a year, but they are friends of mine, and they live in Arizona. Well, yeah, the sister lives in Arizona, so you know they'd be really interesting to talk to. Though they enlighten people educationally about it, and, you know, the subject.
Rach, thanks for your call. We got a lot of callers. We got to pull
up. Thank you so much.
Have a good Christmas. All right, let's bring up Dave in Massachusetts. Dave, come on up.
Hello, Mark. Hello, Phil.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, how you doing, Dave?
Hey, listen, I've completed my examination.
Dave, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to do this. I always have to be the bad guy here, but we got to go to a break. We'll bring you back up, and you'll be able to say whatever you want to say. Everybody, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hi, this is Tommy John. I may not be pitching for the major leagues anymore, but that doesn't mean I don't like to stay active. But like you, I get those pesky joint pains that come with age. So I take GoFlex. GoFlex is the 1-2 punch to knock out pain. It has an FDA-approved cream to quickly relieve joint pain and a doctor-approved vitamin that will guard your mobility and flexibility. So if you're suffering from pains associated with arthritis or the aches that come with age, GoFlex will help you. I know firsthand what pain is like. Years ago, they did a surgery on my arm so famous that they named it after me, the Tommy John surgery. Today, I don't let joint pain slow me down, and neither should you. If you're suffering from minor aches and pains, even the kind associated with arthritis, try GoFlex, risk-free. Thanks to GoFlex, even at my age, I can still throw batting practice.
To order GoFlex risk-free, dial 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848. 800-362-5848.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go for the last half hour of the second hour of the Liberty Hour. And I just want to say one thing, Dave, before I bring you up. Mark, you were talking about if Madoff, name was Muhammad. Well, I can tell you that Muhammad would not get out on a signature bond that Madoff did. And in this case, a man stealing $50 billion gets out on a $10 million bond, on a signature bond. He must have a lot of high-powered people in that part of the country to help him out. Dave,
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Go ahead, David. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Phil. Hey, listen, I hope the criminal judicial system doesn't prosecute me for practicing medicine without a license, but listen, I've carefully examined the patient, in this case, you know, the American politic. As I say, I've carefully examined, the body part, and, you want to know what my diagnosis is?
Let's hear it, Dave.
Mark, the American body politic is suffering from chronic zionitis.
I would agree with you, Dave.
And you want to know what the prognosis is?
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, you know, I would say just about another year or two, you know?
Uh-huh.
But anyways, hey, Mark, listen, can I give out the address of my, web
blog?
Oh,
of course. Absolutely.
Yeah, because I have a couple of essays on there that kind of like pertain to Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And that's and thanks for helping me with it, Mark. You know, you actually once again you deserve the credit. Everybody's always giving you the credit. That's because you're the one that deserves it. But, it's Dave from Massachusetts.
All one word.
Yeah. .wordpress.com.
Yep.
And you know, my most recent one is the ghost of Christmas Past.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another good one that pertains to Christmas that's just entitled God.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, Mark, I'm not too familiar with James Petrus. Well, allow me just to kind of like make an announcement pertaining to Christmas.
Sure.
I guess that's okay. Phil always tells me I can talk about anything I want to.
Sure.
No doubt, Mark, there's a lot of identity Christians that listen to the Liberty Hour.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to recommend to them a very good book. Or anybody that's struggling with the question of Christmas. Actually, some of the, I hate to have to say it, but a lot of the Christian identity have just about, you might almost say they've aligned themselves with Ed Foxman and the Anti-Defamation League with their, you know, in their rabid war against Christmas. But for people who are still open-minded, I highly recommend visiting a website. It's a very excellent evangelist. Not one of these phony evangelists. He's the real thing. And his website is ralphwoodrow.com.
Mm-hmm.
It might be org. You guys can figure it out. Ralph Woodrow. I think it's org. Ralphwoodrow.org. Ralph Woodrow, one word. But, for $5, get his book, Christmas Reconsidered.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas week, because he got caught up in all this anti-war on Christmas years ago, but after being anti-Christmas, I guess, anti-Christmas, actually, it's one of the same things, too. You know, if you're anti-Christmas, it's pretty damn close to being anti-Christian, but he got caught up on that for, years ago and everything, but he knew something was wrong with that, and it produced bad fruits in his life, so he reconsidered Christmas, and he wrote this fantastic book, Christmas Reconsidered. And I'll guarantee you, after everyone, the Christian identity people, Christian identity adherents, after they read that book, they'll go back to being pro-Christmas. And but anyways, Mark, maybe I'll let you get on to the other callers, and thanks for letting me share that information. And I don't know if we can come up with a cure for this chronic Zionitis, but,
You know what it's called? You know what it's called, Dave?
What?
Christianity.
Hey, very good, Mark. I can say amen to that. Yep.
Thanks, Dave. Have a good Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, you and Phil and all the listeners, and to RBN.
Okay, Dave. Take care.
Thanks, Dave.
All right, let's bring up Keith in Indiana. Come on up.
Yes, hello.
I
wanted to add my 2 cents on Madoff. There's a real intelligent discussion on IamTheWitness.com with Daryl Bradford Smith and Mohammed Rafiq from Wednesday the 17th. But look how absurd this is. Do you really believe that high-level investors and banks are going to invest in a Ponzi scheme? No due diligence? They don't know what they're doing? Now, the other thing, too, Bob Chapman was on Alex Jones, and he was talking about he had some inside information from a, quote, Jew, unquote, who's given him reliable information in the past, that all their accounts are insured. There's other reports.
We got to go to break. Hold that thought. We'll bring you right back up after the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Can't decide what to give your friends and family this Christmas? Why not give them the most unique gift available by helping them protect their credit card numbers and personal information from thieves? There are now millions of credit cards, debit cards, and passports in circulation that contain an RFID chip. These new cards and passports make transactions a breeze, but introduce a new threat to your personal information. These cards can be read while still in your wallet or purse. So, this Christmas, give your friends and family a pack of secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold. Our radio-blocking secure sleeves block the signals needed to read the RFID chip inside their new credit cards and passports, keeping their personal data safe and secure. You can buy them on the web at www.idstronghold.com. That's www.idstronghold.com. Or call toll-free 800-610-2770. 800-610-2770. Order now and get them in time for Christmas. Go to idstronghold.com today.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, for the last half hour of today's show. Keith, you were in the middle of something very important. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just making the point that these sophisticated investors and banks aren't going to be duped by a Ponzi scheme. That's as absurd as a bullet passing through one body, taking a right turn and going through another body, magically appearing on a stretcher without being mushroomed or deformed.
Absolutely, I agree.
Absurd. So
yes.
The way it could work is this. If all those funds are really in Israel, as some reports are, and this has to do with hedge funds, they're all going down. Just the top dogs are going down first. Now, they were talking on this show about, and I wasn't aware of it, but after Enron, I guess some laws were passed to get partial reimbursement to victims of fraud. They'll probably milk whatever funds are there.
Sure.
This Madoff is an insider. He'll never do a day in jail. He'll disappear in Israel like Dov Zakheim, who stole the trillions from the Pentagon.
Exactly, yes.
Along with his network. So, now, second point, because Dave keeps bringing up these things, but, you know, just because Christmas has been kept for so long, it doesn't make it true. The Word of God is what would make it true or false. This goes back to Nimrod, at least. I think it goes back even before the flood, the green tree. You can find it 10 times in the Bible if you look up green tree. I can read you 3 verses if you want to. If you don't see a Christmas tree in this, I don't know where you'll see it, but... Thus saith the Lord, learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them. For the customs of the people are vain. For one cutteth a tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of the workman with the axe. They deck it with silver and with gold. They fasten it with nails and with hammers, but it move not. You know, being under every green tree and under every high hill, following false gods and false customs, That's what got our fathers expelled out of the promised land in the first place. You can't tell me that God's blessing the world or America now when we're going into the hands of these descendants of Cain, who you mistakenly think of as Israelites. Because they use the word Jew does not make them Israelites.
I don't think that it was the Jews who introduced the idea of the Christmas tree. I understand the section that you're reading comes from Jeremiah, but, you know, what Jeremiah is talking about there, Keith, is are these pagan customs that existed at the time that the quote-unquote Jews were falling into at that time. I don't think that there's necessarily anything intrinsically evil about cutting down a Christmas tree and decorating it in celebration.
Once again, we have the Word of God. He says it's the way of the heathen. That's the same custom that they were keeping when they were following the gods of the Canaanites, who they were supposed to have completely eliminated.
People are not following that today, Keith. It's just like most of the what we call Christian holidays today. They are, you know, they started out as pagan holidays in the early church. Figured that the wise thing to do, rather than to just eradicate these things completely and possibly alienate people from the good message of Christianity, was to just try to graft over it. You know,
I'm well aware of that well-worn, spurious, false argument, Mark. It doesn't hold true to the Word of God. That's our problem.
Okay. All right, Keith, I got a lot of callers I got to bring up here. Thanks for your call.
One last.
All right, let's bring up Tony in Illinois. Come on up.
Oh, hey. Yeah. Let's face it. Nobody out there really knows what's going on with this whole thing, but I think the one thing that we all know is that what's being presented, you know, on the mainstream media and especially on CNBC is nothing more than a cover story, okay?
Sure.
And
sure.
when it comes to Jews, more than likely what's being presented, you know, on the cover story, the reality of the situation is the exact opposite.
Exactly. Yes. I would agree with you on that. You're right. I mean, trying to figure out through the fog and the haze of everything that is before us right now is, you know, I mean, it's difficult to impossible. But as you said, the one thing that we can count on for sure is that the information we are being given is disinformation or misinformation.
Now, have you read the articles on Rent about
some of them?
The one by Mark Graffis. Madoff moved the money to Israel.
Yeah, right.
Okay, you read that. Okay.
Yeah.
That's basically what this Bob Chapman, he claimed he had a Jewish subscriber that sent him, you know, all this inside information. It was nothing but what was on Bolin, Israeli Discount Bank, and then what was on Rents. I mean, personally, I feel the fix is in for this guy. Okay. If you in the New York federal justice system. Is totally controlled by the Jewish criminal gang, New World Order gang. The magistrate for this guy is, and I don't think this guy has really been officially charged, okay? So, you know, a magistrate hands out the bail. His name is Judge Theodore Katz, okay? So, I mean, I'd be really curious to see who this guy gets as a judge. I don't even know if the charging documents have been up on the Internet, you know, because let's face it, this guy went to them, okay? So you know what's out there is just a total fraud.
I agree, and you know at this point, you know when I read stories like the one you're talking about that appeared on Rent talking about the money going to Israel, I say, huh? Well, maybe not. Anybody can come along and write an article saying my confidential source says that blah 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 blah. You're right. I mean it's like. You know, we're trying to, as you pointed out, you're talking about, you know, this gang. It's like trying to work yourself into the inner workings of this underworld. And we just cannot get there. All we can do is just look at the cold, hard facts as they exist and try to come up with a picture that makes sense. But you're right. I mean, this guy, he's going to walk away. And the rest of us are going to be held, left holding the bag on this one.
Exactly, but I'll tell you one thing I do know, okay, is assuming that all these so-called Jewish charities, many of which I just feel are subversive, you know, are subversive organizations, in my opinion. But, you know, they call them charities. Assuming that they do get their money back, which they could already have it back, you know, in their Israeli bank accounts.
Absolutely.
I know one thing for sure. None of them will admit it, okay? Mm-hmm. And they're going to be getting paid twice through the
SIP. It's exactly what I called it, Tony, in a conversation yesterday with Phil, is that they're double dipping. They didn't lose their money. It's simply been moved from point A to point B. It'll still be used to fund the IDF and these illegal settlements in the West Bank. It'll still be there, and now they can since the U.S. government is in such a generous mood these days for bailing people out, now they can come with their hands out and say, you know, oh my gosh, look what happened to us.
Yeah, oy vey.
Oy vey, they stole all our money. Yeah, exactly, and that's exactly what's going to happen, and they're going to get their money. So basically, they're going to cash in twice on this.
And just, I know we're going on, but just two more quick points. Mark, that was a very good observation of yours. Okay, you're really reading the media good. And I didn't even think about that, how they're putting the sob story out there on the TV. These poor Jews got ripped off by, you know, this whole financial scam that's blighting our country. They're turning them into the victim. That was a very good observation of you. And just one last thing. This Kobe Alexander, everybody's forgotten about him. My impression that the last time I heard about him, he was in Botswana or Southwest. Yeah. Remember that? He was building all the houses for the poor people. And
exactly right.
Is he still there? What happened to this guy?
He's still there. According to James Bamford, former NSA officer, in his most recent book, The Shadow Factory. Now, for those of you out there who don't know who Kobe Alexander is, he created several telecommunications companies headquartered in Israel that also work in the United States. And these companies, such as Verint and Naris and a few others.
It was a Converse Infosys, wasn't it?
Converse Infosys, all of these things. They all have absolute access to every telephone and internet conversation that is taking place, not just in the United States, but in the world. Now, remember, this isn't me saying this. This is former NSA officer James Bamford saying this. Now, Alexander, he was basically chairman of the board with regard to these companies, made a lot of money after 9/11 with the U.S. government wanting to listen in on phone conversations and whatnot. And so he was making fabulous profits off of this, wasn't paying any taxes, and had bilked some people out of a couple of dollars. And so he had a lot of indictments coming down on him. And he quietly, just as we're talking about with this Madoff scandal, he pushed a few buttons on his computer, transferred the funds to Israel, got on a plane, and flew to Israel. Now, what happened after that is that the U.S. authorities were incensed at this, so they told him, they said, listen, just meet us at, I think it was JFK Airport, just meet us there so that we can talk. We're not going to arrest you. We just want to talk a little bit. And he said, okay, I'll meet you there. And rather than showing up at that pre-arranged location and date, he flew to South Africa, where the U.S. has been trying to extradite him so that he can face these charges. But that basically is the story. He set up a spy network in the United States, got filthy rich off of it. It's the same spy network that is being used to blackmail our elected officials. And then when he is under indictment, he flees to Israel, and Israel, for the most part, wraps her loving wings around him and protects him.
So he's sitting in Botswana, and you know what? The reason why he's not here is because they don't want him back, because a lot of things about 911 would come out. And
sure.
So he's never coming back. And, hey, the same thing, and I know I'll go right now. There's other callers. The same thing, believe it or not, could actually happen to this guy, this Madoff, okay, in a year or so. You won't hear nothing about it. They can just get rid of the whole story. Who knows? Okay, thanks
a
lot.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Phil Turney.
Yes, sir.
What do you have to say about that, Phil?
Well, It's very, very interesting, and I kind of go along with our last caller. They'll never get this guy back, And Madoff will probably get the same treatment. He's going to get off the hook. I mean, the system is geared, Mark, to the Zionist bankers and the Jewish bankers that on Wall Street to Main Street, they have, like I said before, they have taken our country over. They've taken all of our money. They bankrupt our politicians with their hidden cameras and catch them in different positions they shouldn't be in. And I think that's why that they have a hold on our government, is they're blackmailing these politicians into submission. Mm-hmm. It's the only way, it's the only thing it could be, Mark, is they're blackmailing.
Sure. Absolutely. I could not agree more, Phil. The sad thing is that the American people who should know about this, they do not know. They're still worried about Ahab the Arab possibly, bringing a weapon of mass destruction in his gym shoes when he boards an airplane. They're still worried about that. They don't realize they're being ripped off every second of every day. Our entire political system is being corrupted and flushed right down the toilet. And, you know, we have made a lot of enemies around the world, a lot of powerful enemies, people that would love nothing more than, as Barak said, the defense minister of Israel this past week, who would love nothing more than to sail a ship into some eastern city harbor of the United States and detonate a nuclear weapon. Now, you know, people have got to understand that, okay, we have this military, we have these weapons and whatnot, but if the economy goes down the tube, if our financial system goes down the tube, then being able to fight a war or even just defend the country is going to be seriously compromised. So this is something that we have got to keep in mind. These financial troubles that we're going through, they have a national security dimension to them that, although it is not openly discussed, it is nevertheless extremely important. And, I have maintained for a while that this entire financial thing that is happening right now, it is a deliberate attempt on the part of these Zionists to destroy the United States, because they plan to pack up and go somewhere else. They see the promised land right now in India or some other emerging economy, third world country that has a lot of desperate, hungry people who are willing to work for pennies on the dollar. I think they realize that the dog's days are numbered. And they are trying to suck every last bit of blood out of us before they cross the Red Sea and head towards the new promised land. At the end of this, who are we going to have to blame? Nobody but ourselves. Nobody but ourselves.
Oh,
anyway, we've got another call we need to bring up here, Phil, unless you had something you wanted to add to that.
No, go ahead, Mark. Bring up our caller.
All right, let's bring up Michelle from Tennessee. Michelle, come on up.
Yeah, I wanted to say that I was thinking about the Madoff scandal, and I almost think that they actually planned that out because, let's face it, the investors weren't going to make any money with the stock market, in the 6,000 range, and
yep.
Just wanted to know what you thought about that.
That is exactly what I believe as well, Michelle. I think that they sat down. I mean, let's face it, these people did not get to be as wealthy as they are by accident. They know what the trends are. They know where to put their money. They know when to take their money out. How many people do you hear about? How many Jewish people do you hear about who lost everything because of a bad investment? It doesn't happen that often. And they, like I said, they knew that this was coming. So I firmly believe that this entire scandal with Madoff is that they decided that they don't want to keep their money in the United States. They want to pull it out because they know the United States is going down, but they have to do it in such a way that not only do they not lose their money, but that they profit off of it.
Yeah, I agree, and I also wanted to bring up another subject that's kind of off the subject, but just wanted to know what you thought about with the weather conditions that have been here we're in our region and all over the place. Freezing cold temperatures, but yet a few miles away down in Cuba, in that area, it's in the 70s and 80s. Do you
find... Well, I can't comment on that. I I know there are a lot of people who say that the weather is easy to manipulate and all the rest of that. I don't know. I would assume that this day and age anything is possible, but at this particular junction, I'm just going to lay it all at Mother Nature's feet.
Well, my concern was just wondering, you know, if with everything going on, if they're also have some sort of, you know, plans with that. And then also I had heard that there is a Russian warship down, I guess, sailing down near Panama. And if you'd heard anything about that.
Actually, three Russian ships just docked in Havana this week as a goodwill gesture to Cuba. They want to revitalize their old friendship with Cuba and really with Latin America in general. And I think that that's basically what it boils down to. There's the music. We're going to our break. If you want to hold on, Michelle, that's fine. We'll hold you over. If not, thank you for your call. Anyway, okay. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. We'll finish up with the last 5 minutes of today's show.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system that has proven and guaranteed results for 15 years? I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My system has helped tens of thousands of people that realized they had way too much credit card debt or just could not or did not want to continue paying credit card companies.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees. I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
I have trained over 80 attorneys in at least 15 states on how to use my system and get their clients out of debt in 90 days. But you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors. No need to pay legal fees or make a federal case out of your situation. Call my team today at 321-747-0264 or visit johngalea.com and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. That's 321-747-0264 and johngalia.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the last few minutes of the Liberty Hour. And Mark, I just wanted to make a comment here. You know, 99% of the guests we've had on this show, in fact, it might be 100% of them, have all come to the thought and the realization that if the USS Liberty story was to be brought out in a truthful fashion to the American public, that Israel is is guilty of cold-blooded, premeditated murder of American sons on the high seas in 1967, the people of the United States would be so outraged. The Zionist kings sitting in Wall Street, in Israel, in Texas, in Denver, anywhere in this country, anywhere in this world, would be knocked off their feet, because the United States public, the Americans, would not stand for it. Now, the reason I'm saying this is, if we want to save our country, Mark, we have to get the USS Liberty story out to make sure everybody understands that the Israelis murdered your fellow Americans, and they're murdering us now by bankrupting our country, killing our soldiers overseas, fighting Israel's wars. Mark, we are in desperate, desperate needs. They say we're in a recession. Mark, we're one day away from a depression.
Yep.
And if we don't stop it, listeners, if we don't stop it, America, we have nobody else to blame. Our politicians got us into this. Now it's going to take the patriots to get us out. What do you think, Mark?
Well, I agree with you. I don't necessarily proclaim to know the mind of God, but when I look at what happened to you men out there 41 years ago, and the fact that you did not sink, and that in itself was a miracle, okay? I mean, when you were here, Phil, and you were telling me about the damage that the ship had sustained, and the fact that you guys did not sink, what that tells me is that God probably didn't want you guys to sink that day. And I think that the reason was he intended that you exist as a warning to people. Now, my feeling is that America is not dead yet. I mean, we're close. We are real close. But there are still a few embers left in this fire. And anybody who knows anything about fire will tell you that even with just a few embers left, you can rekindle this thing and get this thing built up again. Now, we have to rekindle the survival instinct of the American people and make them understand that they are in the fight of their lives. And I do believe, I agree with you, Phil, that the USS Liberty is going to be the means, in conjunction with other things, it is going to be the means by which this renaissance, this American renaissance, is going to take place. That's all we can do, you know. But keep in mind, folks, especially those of you out there who are having a tough time economically right now and who are saying, you know, why bother? You know, we're fighting this beast, and it seems like the harder we fight, the more powerful it becomes. Well, every great revolution that has taken place, whether it was a revolution in thought or whatever, it was all done, always started and executed by poor men with little means, little education. They just had an idea and they fought for it. And that is what all of us are involved in. Anyway, everybody, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas this week. Remember, Merry Christmas, not Happy Holidays. Merry Christmas. This is the birthday of Jesus Christ. And Phil, get us out of here.
Okay, thank you, Mark, and a very Merry Christmas to you and your family, and stay warm up there in that frozen tundra you're in. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to RBN and the Liberty Hour today. It's much appreciated, and keep on listening to RBN, the Truth in Broadcasting Network, where you can get free speech. You can't get anywhere else but here. So with that being said, take care. Have a wonderful Christmas. Hug your family. And remember, God bless America. See you next week.
Hello, my name is...